Our scripture this morning comes from Romans chapter 8, verses 1 through 11. So now there isn't any condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. The law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set you free from the law of sin and death. God has done what was impossible for the law, since it was weak because of selfishness. God condemned sin in the body by sending his own Son to deal with sin in the same body as humans, who are controlled by sin. He did this so that the righteous requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us. Now, the way we live is based on the Spirit, not based on selfishness. People whose lives are based on selfishness think about selfish things, but people whose lives are based on the Spirit think about things related to the Spirit. The attitude that comes from selfishness leads to death, but the attitude that comes from the Spirit leads to life and peace. So the attitude that comes from selfishness is hostile to God. It doesn't submit to God's law because it can't. People who are self-centered aren't able to please God. But you aren't self-centered. Instead, you are in the Spirit, if in fact God's Spirit lives in you. If anyone doesn't have the Spirit of Christ, they don't belong to him. If Christ is in you, the Spirit is in your life because of God's righteousness. But the body is dead because of sin. If the Spirit of the one who raised Jesus from the dead lives in you, the one who raised Christ from the dead will give you life to your human bodies also through his Spirit that lives in you. This is the word of God for us, the people of God. Thanks be to God. Last week, we started a series on the work of the Holy Spirit. Pastor Dave talked about how the Holy Spirit is at work, drawing us into relationship with God. Often this drawing work happens before we are even aware of what the Holy Spirit is doing. And it's only revealed to us after the fact. This is the work of the Holy Spirit, and it's the work of grace. John Wesley, our Methodist founder, referred to this as prevenient grace, or the grace that goes before us in life. That was very lovely by Pastor Dave. He is gone at Camp Confidence this week, and he left me to talk to you all about the convicting power of the Holy Spirit, meaning we're going to talk about all those bad things that we do and how we feel bad about them. So that was very kind of him. So for Wesley, this convicting power of the Holy Spirit lines up with what we call justifying grace. So this morning, we're going to talk about what it means to be convicted, what it feels like, and how it happens. And then we're going to talk about how conviction leads us to grace and what it means to truly experience the justifying grace of Christ in our lives. Now, I'll be the first to admit that conviction is not the most fun thing in the world. In fact, maybe because I knew I was going to be talking about conviction this morning, I found myself being convicted by the Holy Spirit left and right last week. It wasn't fun at all. In fact, it even happened when I was just trying to pick the scripture that we read this morning. I was looking for something that discussed the role of the Holy Spirit in conviction, and pretty immediately found myself drawn to this scripture from Romans 8. In this scripture, Paul is comparing life in the Spirit with life without the Spirit. So we get this picture of life in the Spirit, and it's full of freedom and peace and grace. And then we get this picture of life not in the Spirit, which leads to death and hostility. It's pretty harsh language we get. And so I'm reading this scripture, and it's really good, but the translation I was reading kept talking about life not in the Spirit as life in the flesh. And I thought, well, that's a little confusing, so maybe I'll see what some other translations say. So the first one I chose was the one that we read this morning, which helpfully talks about life not in the Spirit as a life of selfishness, which is, I think, easier to understand. And I liked that until I got to verse 8, which says, people who are self-centered aren't able to please God. And I must admit that at times I can be self-centered, like I assume many of us can be. And I read this and I thought, oh, this is really true. Not in the way that, like, you read all scripture and you know it's true, but sometimes you read scripture and you realize, oh, this is really true for my life, and I don't actually like that too much. But I figured because I felt like this, it was a sign that it should be the scripture for this morning. Because as much as the scripture convicted me, it also gives me hope. Because it starts off with these words. So now there isn't any condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. So as we talk about conviction this morning, this is important to remember. Conviction is not condemnation. To be convicted by the Holy Spirit doesn't mean that we are condemned by Christ. We are convicted so that we might change, not so that we might be punished. And then the other point that Paul makes for us here as he compares life in the Spirit to life without the Spirit is that the whole point of conviction is that it leads us to life in the Spirit. Because right after that verse that convicted me about being self-centered, Paul goes on to say this: but you aren't self-centered. Instead, you are in the Spirit, if God's Spirit lives in you. And so as we move on to talking about how we're convicted by the Holy Spirit and what that feels like, we must hold on to the truth that conviction leads us to hope and to grace, not to condemnation. So what's it like then to be convicted by the Holy Spirit? Well, the Holy Spirit is very good at letting us know when we're doing something wrong. You know that kind of squishy feeling you get in your stomach when you're in a situation that you shouldn't be in, or you're about to do something that you probably shouldn't, or say something that you shouldn't? That's the Holy Spirit. You know that kind of like, feeling that you get when something slips out of your mouth that shouldn't, or you do something bad, or you hurt somebody's feelings? You can thank the Holy Spirit for that. Now, it's a little too simplistic to think of the Holy Spirit as your conscience or the angel on your shoulder talking against the devil. But because those things aren't God and the Holy Spirit is actually God at work in our lives. But it's a little bit like that. Because we are sinful people and we don't always know right from wrong on our own. So we need the Holy Spirit to convict us of our sins. To be convicted is to see the cracks in our lives and in our relationships. To be convicted is to realize that we aren't always right, we aren't always good, we aren't always loving, and we don't always do the right thing. So how does that happen in our lives? How does the Holy Spirit convict us? Well, sometimes it just happens immediately and instantly when you do something and you instantly know that, ooh, that was the wrong thing to do. But often we don't realize that we've strayed into selfishness or we've strayed into life without the Spirit. And so then we might be convicted a little later. This can happen by reading scripture like it did for me this week. It can happen when you're talking with a trusted person in our lives and they ask you about your recent behavior or choices. Miss Leanne did this for me several times this week, so maybe stay away from her if you don't want to be convicted. Sometimes conviction happens when we take time away in silence to reflect on what's going on in our lives. Sometimes we're convicted when we find ourselves in new places or new situations. Perhaps you have felt convicted when you went on a mission trip or served on the Blue Bus or did another mission opportunity for the first time, and you truly saw how other people are forced to live with so little, and something in you said, this isn't right in the world. Perhaps you've been convicted by learning something new or reading something new that opened your eyes beyond your own lives. Sometimes we're convicted when we've practiced or we've believed one thing for a long time, and then either suddenly or slowly over time through all these things working together, the Holy Spirit might even show us that our belief or our practice or our way was not good or holy or the best way. There are many ways that the Holy Spirit works to convict us. But what conviction ultimately comes back to is this awareness that we get that something is not right in our lives, that something is not in line in our relationship with God or in our relationship with ourselves or in our relationship with another person. So then what do we do once we've been convicted? We aren't meant to stay in this conviction feeling forever. Conviction is supposed to lead us to something more. This means the one thing we don't do when we're felt convicted is to just stay guilty forever. Conviction isn't meant to make us wallow in guilt and shame. Conviction isn't supposed to just make us feel bad forever. Instead, conviction leads to change. Once we're convicted, we have the opportunity to turn around to life in the Holy Spirit. Once we come to realize the ways that we have fallen short, we move from life without the Spirit to life with the Spirit. The Holy Spirit convicts us so that we might live life guided and sustained by God. The Holy Spirit wants to lead us away from sin. We just have to let the Holy Spirit lead us. We have to live with and by the Holy Spirit and not against the Spirit. Listen, it's much more challenging to do life against the Spirit or without the Spirit than it is to do life with the Spirit. Some of you who enjoy running or biking, you kind of already understand this in a way. When I lived in Tiffin, the flatlands of Northwest Ohio, I would regularly ride this bike path that essentially just went straight through cornfields. There were no hills, there were no turns, there were no trees, there was just corn on either side for miles. And so you would just ride out, and then you would get to the end and you would just turn around and ride back. That was all you could do. And pretty much every time, because of how it faced, I would ride out going against the wind. And while I could do it, it wasn't easy. And then I would get to the end and I would get to turn around and suddenly the wind would be at my back and it was so much easier to ride back. When we aren't living life with the Holy Spirit, that's like riding with the wind in our faces. It's doable, but it's not very easy and it's not super pleasant. But conviction is what helps us see our need to turn around, to live life with the Spirit, to go the same direction as the Holy Spirit. That's our life when we're being led by God. Allowing ourselves to be led by the Spirit, to have the Holy Spirit come alongside of us, it's much easier than going against the Spirit. Conviction, then, isn't the end. Conviction is the beginning. Conviction by the Holy Spirit allows for us to experience the justifying grace of Christ. Justifying grace is the grace that forgives us of our sins. Justifying grace is the grace that brings us into right relationship with God. Justifying grace is the grace that allows for us to turn around and to live life in the Spirit. We often think of justifying grace as the saving grace of Jesus. But that doesn't mean that it's just a one-time thing. It's not like we get some justifying grace when we first start a relationship with Christ, and that's it, and we're done for the rest of our lives. No, justifying grace is constantly at work in our lives because we're being convicted and receiving grace throughout the entirety of our lives. Conviction leads to grace. Conviction does not lead to condemnation. Because now, right now, today, at this very moment, there is no condemnation for those who are in Jesus Christ. So whatever you do, don't leave here today feeling guilty. Because yes, conviction by the Holy Spirit is a real and vital part of our faith lives. But conviction doesn't end with guilt and condemnation. Conviction ends with grace and forgiveness. Those things that you're convicted of, you don't have to hold on to them. You don't need to replay your mess-ups. You don't have to dwell on your missed opportunities. You don't have to hold on to your disappointments. You don't have to believe that you're unworthy. You don't have to live with regrets. You don't have to live a life with the persistent fear that you're going to come up short, that grace isn't really for you, that you have done something that God can't forgive. Because grace is bigger than all of that. The work of the Holy Spirit is bigger than all of that. Now, there isn't any condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Through the grace of Christ, we live life in the Holy Spirit. That means we're free from guilt and shame. That means we are worthy because we are children of God. That means no matter why we feel convicted, we can experience forgiveness. And so when you experience conviction by the Holy Spirit, don't use it as an excuse to just feel guilty and shameful. Instead, when you experience conviction by the Holy Spirit, use it as an opportunity to turn around and to experience grace and forgiveness. The Holy Spirit is at work drawing us into faith. And the Holy Spirit is at work to convict us of our sins and shortcomings so that we might experience the forgiveness and grace of Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, we know that so often we fall short. So often we turn away from you. So often we fail to live life in the Spirit. Help us, Lord, to experience your grace. Lord, let us experience your love and your hope and your peace afresh today. In Christ's name we pray.